Good day, and thank you for joining me on your weekly program, Hangout with AB on Homeland. I'm Ibere Emilia Ikechukwu, Inspector General of Police, intervene in River State COVID-19 war, orders free passage of essential workers and food. Many now wonder if this could be the beginning of the clipping of wind of the state governor who has consistently picked fights with the center. And on the studio with me today, I have Stella Ihim, a political analyst. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, fine. Now, a lot happened recent week in Rivers State. Now, firstly was the two pilots that was arrested for fleeing to Port Harcourt. Then we also have redeployment of the Commissioner of Police of Rivers State. Now, a lot, I don't mention them because of time. So Stella, let me ask you this important question. Now, let's discuss about the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, because it seems like not everyone understands how it's being operated, most especially our politicians. Now, do you think the minister has every right to tell a governor how to govern his states?
Who is the minister and who is the governor? That is a question we have to ask ourselves. See, a governor bears most of the responsibilities of a state in his shoulder. One, he is the chief executive of that state. Two, he is the chief security officer of that state. As a matter of fact, if Inspector General of Police is deploying a new commissioner of police to River State, that commissioner of police is working under Governor Wike. The only thing, he works directly with the Inspector General, but he works under, in fact, as a matter of fact, he is a subordinate to the governor of the state. Whatever he's doing, he has to carry the governor of the state along. In fact, they have to work together. That is how it works.
Okay, it was, this video was actually trending on the social media where Governor Wike demolished hotels who violated the lockdown rule. So is this against their fundamental human rights?
It is against their fundamental human rights, one. But on what ground? For crying out loud, River State is on lockdown. No business, no movement. Why should hotels be, no cars coming in? Why should hotel be working? You know the country we are, Nigeria. With us using someone as a scapegoat, others will never learn. After that incident happened, go to River State. Tell me how many people is working, especially hotels. How many is operating? Wike used those two hotels to set a deterrent to other defaulters, that if something like this should happen, that let them know that something like this is coming for them.
Okay, like what you said earlier, now a report shows that even the two individuals who owns these hotels, like they were not even given time to say to people to be able to hear their opinion.
Have you been to that hotel in LMA?
No, I've not.
Okay. Based on the fact I gathered, even prostitutes working in that hotel are still working. When a state is trying to contain a pandemic that is out there, you are trying to operate in a situation that deals directly with human beings. What do you expect? If someone that has such case comes into that hotel, what are you telling them that is going to happen in that place? What is there to hear out from them? When the chief secretary of a state has given his order, what is total lockdown? What did they not understand? What didn't they understand about that word? Total lockdown, both businesses, both movements. What is the owner of that hotel trying to say? He should take the case to court if he feels that it is an infringement on his own human rights.
It has become so alarming that food truck no longer carried foodstuff or livestock, but also human being. And that traces back to the COVID-19 directives issued by the federal government that only food truck are allowed to pass through states. Now, IG of police now, does he has the right to impose the movement of essential workers and food into River State?
The only thing I'm going to say is that IG of police is being political. He is being political.
On what ground?
On what ground? In the sense that Governor Wike is one of the few governors that is on ground fighting tooth and nail to make sure that this pandemic, this coronavirus COVID-19, did not spread through the state. Okay, based on facts, issues on ground, many food trucks going down to southeast, south are coming along with. See, let me tell you something. There is a difference between alamangeries and machineries or mercenaries. There is two different things. Have you seen the people caught recently, almost 500 youths, that can't even speak English? Their language is Niger. How did they cross these borders getting to South Sudan and they were intercepted in those states? That is another question. That's why I say the IG is going political. The people, the so-called police officers that are meant to gather to safeguard the lives and property of these citizens are the so-called police officers that are destroying the same states and the citizens that are meant to safeguard their life and properties. When they give them right, they allow them passage when there is still interstate lockdown. He's been political. He should not point hand on Governor Wike. Governor Wike is doing his work. Where he's meant to do his work is for him to caution his workers, the people under him. Did those people going, like, for instance, the trucks that Wike sent back with cows, did they fly all the way from north down to Rivers? They passed some states before getting to Rivers. How come those trucks were carrying human beings? 10 cows with almost 20 human beings inside. Is human being cow? Are they essential commodity? Are they essential goods? How did they get there? That means even the police is not doing due diligence in what they are meant to do. How did they get there? He's been political because the new law that is being passed. As at yesterday, I checked, Rivers State is the only state that law has been enacted on. That they should allow passage of essential commodities.
Okay, now Stella, based on what you're saying now, are you trying to say that there's a hidden agenda behind what is going on in Rivers State, or is it just a mere concern about citizens?
I don't think mere concern. I laugh. There's something really fishy. Something is really fishy. Something is really going on behind the scene that they don't want to play it in the reality. That is what I feel like.
Now, do you think the fundamental human rights of people of River State are being violated under Governor Wike regime?
I don't think so. How is it being violated? A governor that declared total lockdown. Palliative himself is distributing it local government by local government. How is a fundamental human right being violated? It's not better for them to be alive than being dead because of one sickness or one virus. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay, now, based on what you have said so far now, do you think IG of police is going political?
You asked this before. He is going political. He is going, when I mean political, he is going political. But the party choose, I pray, does not turn back against him.
Okay, let me ask this important question now. How did River State get to this? How did it start?
How did it start? I can't say. But the only thing I want to say is this. Every human being has his doors. Every human being has his doors and don'ts. When you work with human being, when you study human being, you know the kind of way to move with them. You know the kind of formula to apply when approaching them. Wike is a very stubborn person. When he sets his hand on doing something, come when concerned, he will do it. So being that kind of a person, I believe people around him should know how to handle him. That is all I say to that. He has made it clear. And Wike made his own stand clear. See, Wike knows his responsibility as a governor. And he's playing along with it. He knows that he is the chief security of a state. If things should fall apart in River State, if River State should be the epic center of this COVID-19, just like people are blaming Ganduje of Kano that he did not play his part as a governor. He did not sensitize the people to the grassroots. He did not match his word with action. This same thing will be what will be happening in River State today. But Nweke himself stood his ground. Nweke is the governor that he on himself, he is on the field, not in the office. Not that he does not have his subordinate to delegate duties to, but he chose to be in the field to see what is going on. He don't want to believe on a report of mercy.
Now let me ask this question. Ever since there is lockdown in Lagos State, Ogun and Abuja, but most especially there have been increment of cases around Nigeria, do you think there's going to be a total lockdown very soon?
I don't see that coming for now, because even Nigeria herself does not have money. That is the slogan. Nigeria herself does not have money. They can't cater for their masses. Total lockdown coming soon, I don't see it. Because even the one we had recently, before they eased the lockdown, Nigerians could tell you, Nigeria itself could tell you how much they lost. How much they lose for that period of 4 months. So even then, they said they are trying to recover small before going back to total lockdown. But total lockdown coming soon, I give it next 3 weeks or next 4 weeks time.
So if you're saying next 3 weeks or next 4 weeks time, so the question is, this is going to affect every Nigerians, just like what happened in Italy, Spain, and the rest. Like, how can the government able to cope with this?
Just like the way it happened in Italy, there is something I want to say is this. I don't pray we'll get to that extent, because we are in the containment phase. Nigeria is in the containment phase, trying to contain this pandemic, and things is getting this way. If it should go to the way of Italy, I don't pray so. I don't pray so. Italy is an advanced nation, an advanced country. But this pandemic dealt with them. Look at United States of America, what is happening. Advanced nation, advanced country. Look at UK, what is happening to them. They are all advanced. In Nigeria, you cannot compare Nigeria with all those nations. I don't pray it get to that extent.
All right, people, this is where we wrap up our program for today. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
See you next time on Hangout AB on Homeland. I'm Eberi Emilia Ikechukwu. Bye for now and stay safe. Good day, and thank you for joining me on your weekly program, Hangout with AB on Homeland. I'm Eberi Emilia Ikechukwu, Inspector General of Police, intervene in River State COVID-19 war, orders free passage of essential workers and food. Many now wonder if this could be the beginning of the clipping of wind of the state governor who has consistently picked fights with the center. And on the studio with me today, I have Stella Ehim, a political analyst. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, fine. Now, a lot happened recent week in River State. Now, firstly was the two pilot that was arrested for fleeing to Port Harcourt. Then we also have redeployment of the Commissioner of Police of River State. Now, I don't mention them because of time. So, Stella, let me ask you this important question. Now, let's discuss about the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, because it seems like not everyone understands how it's being operated, most especially our politicians. Now, do you think the minister has every right to tell a governor how to govern his states?
Who is the minister and who is the governor? That is the question we have to ask ourselves. See, a governor bears most of the responsibilities of a state in his shoulder. One, he is the chief executive of that state. Two, he is the chief security officer of that state. As a matter of fact, if Inspector General of Police is deploying a commissioner, is deploying a new commissioner of police to Rivers State. That commissioner of police is working under Governor Wike. The only thing, he works directly with the Inspector General, but he works under, in fact, as a matter of fact, he's a subordinate to the governor of the state. Whatever he's doing, he has to carry the governor of the state along. In fact, they have to work together. That is how it works.
Okay, it was this video was actually trending on the social media where Governor Wike demolished hotels who violated the lockdown rule. So, is this against their fundamental human rights?
It is against their fundamental human rights, one. But on what ground? For crying out loud, Rivers State is on lockdown. No business, no movement. Why should hotels be no cars coming in? Why should hotel be working? You know the country we are, Nigeria. With us using someone as a scapegoat, others will never learn. After that incident happened, go to Rivers State. Tell me how many people is working, especially hotels. How many is operating? We can use those two hotels to set a deterrent to other defaulters. That if something like this should happen, that let them know that something like this is coming for them.
Okay, like what you said earlier, now a report shows that even the two individuals who owns these hotels, like they were not even given time to say to people to be able to hear their opinion.
Have you been to that hotel in LMA?
No, I've not.
Okay. Based on the fact I gathered, even prostitutes working in that hotel are still working. When a state is trying to contain a pandemic that is out there, you are trying to operate in a situation that deals directly with human beings. What do you expect? If someone that has such taste comes into that hotel, what are you telling them that is going to happen in that place? What is there to hear out from them? When the chief secretary of a state has given his order, what is total lockdown? What did they not understand? What didn't they understand about that word? Total lockdown, both businesses, both movements. What is the owner of that hotel trying to say? He should take the case to court if he feels that it is an infringement on his own human rights.
It has become so alarming that food truck no longer carried foodstuff or livestock, but also human being. And that traces back to the COVID-19 directives issued by the federal government that only food truck are allowed to pass through states. Now, IG of police now, does he has the right to impose the movement of essential workers and food into Rivers State?
The only thing I'm going to say is that IG of police is being political. He is being political.
On what ground?
On what ground? In the sense that Governor Wike is one of the few governors that is on ground fighting tooth and nail to make sure that this pandemic, this coronavirus, COVID-19, did not spread through the state. Okay, based on facts, issues on ground, many food trucks going down to southeast, south are coming along with. See, let me tell you something. There is a difference between alamangeries and machineries. Or mercenaries, there is two different things. Have you seen the people caught recently? Almost 500 youths that can't even speak English. Their language is Niger. How did they cross these borders getting to South Sudan? And they were intercepted in the states. That is another question. That is why I say the IG is going political. The people, the so-called police officers that are meant to gather to safeguard the lives and property of these citizens are the so-called police officers that are destroying the same states and the citizens that are meant to safeguard their life and properties. When they give them right, they allow them passage when there is still interstate lockdown. He's been political. He should not point out on Governor Wike. Governor Wike is doing his work. Where he's meant to do his work is for him to caution his workers, the people under him. Did those people going, like, for instance, the trucks that Wike sent back with cows, Did they fly all the way from north down to Rivers? They passed some states before getting to Rivers. How come those trucks were carrying human being? 10 cows with almost 20 human beings inside. Is human being cow? Are they essential commodity? Are they essential goods? How did they get there? That means even the police is not doing due diligence in what they are meant to do. How did they get there? He's been political because the new law that is being passed. As at yesterday, I checked, Rivers State is the only state that that law has been enacted on, that they should allow passage of essential commodities.
Okay, now Stella, based on what you're saying now, are you trying to say that there's a hidden agenda behind what is going on in Rivers State, or is it just a mere concern about citizens?
I don't think mere concern. I laugh. There's something really fishy. Something is really going on behind the scene that they don't want to play it in the reality. That is what I feel like.
Now, do you think the fundamental human rights of people of River State are being violated under Governor Wike regime?
I don't think so. How is it being violated? A governor that declared total lockdown. Palliative himself is distributing it local government by local government. How is a fundamental human right being violated? It's not better for them to be alive than being dead because of one sickness or one virus. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay, now, based on what you have said so far now, do you think IG of police is going political?
You asked this before. He is going political. He is going, when I mean political, he is going political. But the party choose, I pray, does not turn back against him.
Okay, let me ask this important question now. How did River State get to this? How did it start?
How did it start? I can't say. But the only thing I want to say is this. Every human being has his doors. Every human being has his doors and don'ts. When you work with human being, when you study human being, you know the kind of way to move with them. You know the kind of formula to apply when approaching them. Wike is a very stubborn person. When he sets his hand on doing something, come when concerned, he will do it. So being that kind of a person, I believe people around him should know how to handle him. That is all I say to that. He has made it clear. And Wike made his own stand clear. See, Wike knows his responsibility as a governor. And he's playing along with it. He knows that he is the chief security of a state. If things should fall apart in River State, if River State should be the epic center of this COVID-19, just like people are blaming Ganduje of Kano, that he did not play his part as a governor. He did not sensitize the people to the grassroots. He did not match his word with action. This same thing will be what will be happening in River State today. But Wike himself stood his ground. Wike is the governor that he on himself, he is on the field, not in the office. Not that he does not have his subordinate to delegate duties to, but he chooses to be in the field to see what is going on. He don't want to believe on a report of mercy.
Now, let me ask this question. Ever since there have eased lockdown in Lagos State, Ogun and Abuja, but most especially there have been increment of cases around Nigeria, do you think there's going to be a total lockdown very soon?
I don't see that coming for now, because even Nigeria herself does not have money. That is the slogan. Nigeria herself does not have money. They can't cater for their masses. Total lockdown coming soon, I don't see it. Because even the one we had recently, before they eased the lockdown, Nigerians will tell you, Nigeria itself will tell you how much they lost. How much they lost for that period of 4 months. So even then, they said they are trying to recover small before going back to total lockdown. But total lockdown coming soon, I give it next 3 weeks or next 4 weeks time.
So if you're saying next 3 weeks or next 4 weeks time, so the question is, this is going to affect every Nigerians, just like what happened in Italy, Spain, and the rest. Like, how can the government able to cope with this?
Just like the way it happened in Italy, there is something I want to say is this. I don't pray we'll get to that extent, because we are in the containment phase. Nigeria is in the containment phase, trying to contain this pandemic, and things is getting this way. If it should go to the way of Italy, I don't pray so. Italy is an advanced nation, an advanced country. But this pandemic dealt with them. Look at United States of America, what is happening. Advanced nation, advanced country. Look at UK, what is happening to them. They are all advanced. In Nigeria, you cannot compare Nigeria with all those nations. I don't pray it gets to that extent.
All right, people, this is where we wrap up our program for today. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
See you next time on Hangout AB on Homeland. I'm Eberi Emilia Ikechukwu. Bye for now and stay safe. Good day and thank you for joining me on your weekly program, Hangout with AB on Homeland. I'm Eberi Emilia Ikechukwu, Inspector General of Police, intervene in River State COVID-19 war. Orders free passage of essential workers and food. Many now wonder if this could be the beginning of the clipping of wind of the state governor who has consistently picked fights with the center. And on the studio with me today, I have Stella Ehim, a political analyst. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, fine. Now, a lot happened recent week in River State. Now, firstly was the two pilot that was arrested for fleeing to Port Harcourt. Then we also have redeployment of the Commissioner of Police of Rivers State. Now, I don't mention them because of time. So, Stella, let me ask you this important question. Now, let's discuss about the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, because it seems like not everyone understands how it's being operated, most especially our politicians. Now, do you think the minister has every right to tell the governor how to govern his states?
Who is the minister and who is the governor? That is a question we have to ask ourselves. See, a governor bears most of the responsibilities of a state in his shoulder. One, he is the chief executive of that state. Two, he is the chief security officer of that state. As a matter of fact, if Inspector General of Police is deploying a new commissioner of police, so if I say that commissioner of police is working under Governor Wike. The only thing he works directly with the Inspector General, but he works under, in fact, as a matter of fact, he's a subordinate to the governor of the state. Whatever he's doing, he has to carry the governor of the state along. In fact, they have to work together. That is how it works.
Okay, it was this video was actually trending on the social media where Governor Wike demolished hotels who violated the lockdown rule. So, is this against their fundamental human rights?
It is against their fundamental human rights, one. But on what ground? For crying out loud, River State is on lockdown. No business, no movement. Why should hotels be no cars coming in? Why should hotel be working? You know the country we are, Nigeria. With us using someone as a scapegoat, others will never learn. After that incident happened, go to River State. Tell me how many people is working, especially hotels. How many is operating? We can use those two hotels to set a deterrent to other defaulters. That if something like this should happen, that let them know that something like this is coming for them.
Okay, like what you said earlier. Now, a report shows that even the two individuals who was these hotels, like they were not even given time to say to people to be able to hear their opinion.
Have you been to that hotel in LMA?
No, I've not.
Okay. Based on the fact I gathered, even prostitutes working in that hotel are still working. When a state is trying to contain a pandemic that is out there, you are trying to operate in a situation that deals directly with human beings. What do you expect? If someone that has such taste comes into that hotel, what are you telling them that is going to happen in that place? What is there to hear out from them? When the chief secretary of a state has given his order, what is total lockdown? What did they not understand? What didn't they understand about that word? Total lockdown, both businesses, both movements. What is the owner of that hotel trying to say? He should take the case to court if he feels that it is an infringement on his own human rights.
It has become so alarming that food truck no longer carried foodstuff or livestock, but also human being. And that traces back to the COVID-19 directives issued by the federal government that only food truck are allowed to pass through states. Now, IG of police now, does he has the right to impose the movement of essential workers and food into Rivers State?
The only thing I'm going to say is that IG of police is being political. He is being political.
On what ground?
On what ground? In the sense that Governor Wike is one of the few governors that is on ground fighting tooth and nail to make sure that this pandemic, this coronavirus, COVID-19, did not spread through the state. Okay, based on facts, issues on ground, many food trucks going down to southeast, south are coming along with. See, let me tell you something. There is a difference between alamangeries and machineries. Or mercenaries, there is two different things. Have you seen the people caught recently? Almost 500 youths that can't even speak English. Their language is Niger. How did they cross these borders getting to South Sudan? And they were intercepted in the states. That is another question. That's why I say the IG is going political. The people, the so-called police officers that are meant to gather to safeguard the lives and property of these citizens are the so-called police officers that are destroying the same states and the citizens that are meant to safeguard their life and properties. When they give them guide, they allow them passage when there is still interstate lockdown. He's been political. He should not point out on Governor Wike. Governor Wike is doing his work. Where he's meant to do his work is for him to caution his workers, the people under him. Did those people going, like, for instance, the trucks that Wike sent back with cows, did they fly all the way from north down to Rivers? They passed some states before getting to Rivers. How come those trucks were carrying human beings? 10 cows with almost 20 human beings inside. Is human being cow? Are they essential commodity? Are they essential goods? How did they get there? That means even the police is not doing due diligence in what they are meant to do. How did they get there? He's been political because the new law that is being passed, as at yesterday I checked, Rivers State is the only state that law has been enacted on, that they should allow passage of essential commodities.
Okay, now Stella, based on what you're saying now, are you trying to say that there's a hidden agenda behind what is going on in Rivers State, or is it just a mere concern about citizens?
I don't think mere concern. I laugh. There's something really fishy. Something is really going on behind the scene that they don't want to play it in the reality. That is what I feel like.
Now, do you think the fundamental human rights of people of River State are being violated under Governor Wike regime?
I don't think so. How is it being violated? A governor that declared total lockdown, palliative himself is distributing it local government by local government. How is a fundamental human right being violated? It's not better for them to be alive than being dead because of one sickness or one virus. I don't think so.
Okay, now based on what you have said so far now, do you think IG of police is going political?
You asked this before. He is going political. He is going, when I mean political, he is going political. But the party choose, I pray, does not turn back against him.
Okay, let me ask this important question now. How did River State get to this? How did it start?
How did it start? I can't say. But the only thing I want to say is this. Every human being has his doors. Every human being has his doors and don'ts. When you work with human being, when you study human being, you know the kind of way to move with them. You know the kind of formula to apply when approaching them. Wike is a very stubborn person. When he sets his hand on doing something, come when concern, he will do it. So being that kind of a person, I believe people around him should know how to handle him. That is all I say to that. He has made it clear. And Wike made his own stand clear. See, Wike knows his responsibility as a governor. And he's playing along with it. He knows that he is the chief security of a state. If things should fall apart in River State, if River State should be the epic center of this COVID-19, just like people are blaming Ganduje of Kano, that he did not play his part as a governor. He did not sensitize the people to the grassroots. He did not match his word with action. This same thing will be what will be happening in River State today. But Mwike himself stood his ground. Mwike is the governor that he on himself, he is on the field, not in the office. Not that he does not have his subordinates to delegate duties to, but he chose to be in the field to see what is going on. He don't want to believe on a report of mercy.
Now let me ask this question. Ever since there have eased lockdown in Lagos State, Ogun and Abuja, but most especially there have been increment of cases around Nigeria. Do you think there's going to be a total lockdown very soon?
I don't see that coming for now, because even Nigeria herself does not have money. That is the slogan. Nigeria herself does not have money. They can't cater for their masses. Total lockdown coming soon, I don't see it. Because even the one we had recently, before they eased the lockdown, Nigeria itself could tell you how much they lose. How much they lose for that period of 4 months. So even then, they said they are trying to recover small before going back to total lockdown. But total lockdown coming soon, I give it next 3 weeks or next 4 weeks time.
So if you're saying next 3 weeks or next 4 weeks time, so the question is, this is going to affect every Nigerians, just like what happened in Italy, Spain, and the rest. Like, how can the government able to cope with this?
Just like the way it happened in Italy. There is something I want to say is this. I don't pray we'll get to that extent. Because we are in the containment phase. Nigeria is in the containment phase, trying to contain this pandemic. And things is getting this way. If it should go to the way of Italy, I don't pray so. I don't pray so. Italy is an advanced nation, an advanced country. But this pandemic dealt with them. Look at United States of America, what is happening. Advanced nation, advanced country. Look at UK, what is happening to them. They are all advanced. In Nigeria, you cannot compare Nigeria with all those nations. I don't pray it get to that extent.
All right, people, this is where we wrap up our program for today. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
See you next time on Hangout AB on Homeland. I'm Eberi Emilia Ikechukwu. Bye for now and stay safe.
Yeah.